Blog Talk Radio.
Mic check. Bruh, how you gonna let this go down before you didn't show up at the showdown? There's no brow. I dissolve foundations and molecules. The surface is soluble, incalculable, intolerable.
The song makes me angry. I don't know. I just kind of want to, like...
It's supposed to.
Okay. Well, then it worked. Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Gamer Girls Radio. It is March 3rd, 2011. I'm Snow White, back after my two-week hiatus. It was a nice vacation, but I guess I kind of, sort of, maybe missed you guys in a way. Not really. Anyway, Corey/GamerMatrix is up in the hizzle also. Hi, ma'am.
Hola.
And we also have the token male, Master Blaster, also up in the hizzle.
Hello, Radio Nation.
Using his radio voice today, apparently. You are using your radio voice. I wanted to add in that we are the longest-running, award-winning gaming podcast on iTunes. If you don't believe we have an award, you need to go check out GameMatrix.com and look it up, because we do actually have an award.
Oh, I love the applause. Oh, hi.
That's right, boys and girls. The inane babble that most of you say means nothing. We won an award. So, ha! Screw you guys. Anyway, if you want to call in and talk to us, our call-in number is 347-215-7977. Make sure to stay on topic. Don't be rambling on about servers in China. Don't be sitting there and plugging your own show on our show. That's just poor manners. Okay, stay on topic, ask questions, and you'll be all right. If not, you'll get a swift kick in the ass, and you'll be booted off the show. And that's it.
Wow. I love it when they get all baldy.
Yeah.
Rawr. Okay, I got a close face.
Yes!
Oh, God, him with the sound effects this week. Can we get you to speak?
Yes.
Oh, see, your voice is so lovely. You should speak.
Well, I think you had something you were going to talk about.
I've been angry for 2 days now about this.
Grr.
So, if you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, you've seen my rant about Mr. Neil Young, who is the CEO of NG Moco, which produces a lot of mobile games, games for phones, iPhones, so on and so forth. He's had a very big mouth this week about a lot of things. Apparently he's put his foot in it. He's trying to take on Nintendo. Love or hate Nintendo, we all know you don't fuck with Nintendo. But the biggest thing that pissed me off, not his thing with Nintendo, was his... I guess it was his panel. I don't know if it was his panel solely. But he was talking to young game entrepreneurs about how to get in the business and how, you know, what they should do. And Game of Citra, of course, whose feed we're borrowing, put up the article and borrowed a quote from him, which is, "Don't be a pussy." And he repeatedly kept using this phrase throughout the whole time he's talking, from what I read. And I went over to Game of Citra and left him, left him a nice comment. And then I had to come back to our site and write a rant, because this is wrong on so many levels, and we're not even going to go to the fact that it's just sexist. It's just not professional. I mean, here on the show, we say we're rated M, and we kind of talk a little crap, but I would never speak this way in front of a crowd of people representing Gamer Girls Radio at a panel. If I was, let's just say we were giving one to women on how to get into podcasting, I would never get up there and say, "Well, girls, don't be a dick." But what was – I don't understand what his – I understand where he was trying to go, but this kind of leads into the BS we've had going on with Carol Lieberman and how a lot of young gamers are not understanding what manners are in the world of gaming. You may disagree with somebody, but you don't threaten to kill them. You don't start using vernacular for female genitalia in the middle of a professional speech in front of people from other countries, no less. I mean, Mr. Young has to think about the fact that not only were you talking smack about Nintendo, but they were there, and I'm pretty sure they had a translator. You know, Japanese people are very much into culture and, you know, being proper, and you were speaking that way in front of them, and you thought this was okay?
Hang on. It's not really about being proper. It's about respect.
That's what I was trying to get.
They're very, 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 very big on respect. They're like, there are certain things you cannot do. Like, they don't like to shake hands. They consider that disrespectful. So bowing is it. You know, and there are certain things you just don't do. It doesn't matter what culture you're in. You know, you need to actually do research on the culture you're going to go visit before you go there. Because if you do something stupid, you're totally going to make the rest of the group you're representing look bad. So he totally made us look bad. And yeah, we do talk a lot of smack on the air here. But if we were to go somewhere else out of our element in front of people who may not necessarily know how we work, we're not going to, you know, be as vulgar as we are normally. At least I wouldn't. I don't know about Blaster, but I would.
Well, no, usually he's the one telling us to tone it down, our last guest spot, but they started it.
They totally started it.
Mm-hmm. We finished.
We just
sure
ended it.
Did.
That's all that matters.
Sure.
So, my question to my co-hosts and anybody else out there listening, people in the chat room, is: am I wrong for wanting to rip him a new one? Am I wrong for when I see him at GDC Austin, I'm walking up to him and I'm gonna just let him have it? Am I wrong? I'm not gonna touch him.
No. No, I think he needs his mouth washed out with soap or a lesson on manners or some shit, because you don't act that way in another person's house. And that's basically where he was. He was in another place where there may have been people who didn't know him. So this is their first impression of him, is him saying, "Don't be a pussy." I mean, that's not a very good first impression. When I meet someone for the first time, I'm going to be professional, I'm going to be polite, and I'm going to try to, you know, show them my good side before I go into how I normally am.
Maybe that was his
good side. That might have been his good side.
But he's been doing this all week. GDC's going on this week, if you don't know, out in San Francisco. And all week, every time I see an article from him, it's never anything good. It's smack talking. It's being disrespectful. And Issa's asking who he is. It's Neil Young, and he's the head of NG Moco or whatever. And they've made a lot of money, and he gives a lot of great advice. But it's what is it? I'm going to borrow a phrase from Charmed, believe it or not. Say the brilliance of his eye is ruined by the ignorance of his mouth. He seems like he had some really good advice to give, but as a woman, as soon as I heard "don't be a pussy," I don't want to hear anything else you've got to say. I really don't. And then later on in the week, of course, when he got a chance to speak again, some of what he's saying is true. And actually, Ginger and I were talking about this morning that the iPhone and Android games market is really saturating the games market. It's making it difficult for our handhelds to really get a good footing. However, and it is true, but at the same time, he had to call out people, and one of the people he called out is Nintendo. This was before Nintendo really dropped the bomb on what really all the 3DS can do, which makes him look like an ass yet again. He went on to say something about there's tons of games on the iPhone market, and a lot of them are free, and of course we're going to overtake you and Nintendo. You know, they're dead in the water. PSP is dead in the water. They should just, you know. I was like, really? Dude, I just learned who you were this week, which means you're not that big of a fish yet where you should be taking on Sony and Nintendo. Not yet. Ask George Hotz how taking on Sony is working for him. And he's less than nobody than you are. So this guy is not coming off smart to me. I don't. Is it just me? You two?
It's just you, Corey. No, I'm just kidding. Well, no, I mean, I fling my hatred of Nintendo a lot around here, and I am interested to see how the 3DS plays and how it's going to look. So I'm going to reserve my judgment on that until then. I have had access to readily every day an iPad, and I have access to iPhones every day, and I played a few games on them, and they're okay, but they're not the same thing as a hardcore console game. And mm-hmm. So I think there's two different markets here he's talking about. So if he thinks that, you know, iPhone games anytime soon are going to be overtaking, you know, AAA titles for the 3DS or for the new PSP 2, I don't think that's the case. I think he's a little bit mistaken, possibly even a little bit
delusional.
Hopeful, maybe delusional, maybe hopeful that that's going to be the case. But I don't think that's going to be the case anytime soon. I really don't think that people who play iPhone games and that's all they play consider themselves hardcore gamers. And I don't think hardcore gamers are going to consider iPhone games as hardcore handheld games. I think that they're going to have iPhone games. They're going to have iPod games because they happen to have those devices, or Android games, whatever. But they're also going to purchase these hardcore handheld gaming systems like the 3DS or the PSP2, and they're going to play them as well. And so I don't think anybody's going to be taking anybody out of any market right now at this point.
Well, let me...
I agree. I have an iPhone. I play iPhone games. In fact, right before the show, I was playing Hotel Dash on my iPhone, which I'm currently addicted to. But that doesn't mean that I'm not going to want a 3DS. That doesn't mean that I'm going to revert solely to my iPhone to play games. That's just ridiculous. Really.
Well, here's the thing. And let me give a couple of things that he was saying. Actually, after he said that, then Iwata, who's a CEO of Nintendo, decided he would, let him know. That basically what he believes about the mobile games market is its quantity is how they're profiting, not exactly they're not the best value of games. He said the value of the game software doesn't matter to them. And he went on to say that the amount of games creates a higher risk of failure and puts developer jobs on the line. Now, and at the same time that he's saying this, let me toss out to some of you, because we didn't get to do this on the news this morning, or maybe we did, but I'll tell you again in case you weren't listening. What the 3DS announced that it can do that I didn't know, I'm even more impressed. Now, I know why it cost $249. The argument that Neil was making was that the people would want to play an iPhone game more so than a handheld console because of all the other features. You know, you can call on it, you can surf the web and all this stuff, and you can't do that. You can watch movies. Well, Nintendo says, ha-ha, guess what? Netflix is now on your 3DS. Oh, did we forget to mention to you that we have 10,000 Wi-Fi spots you can go on Wi-Fi? Oh, you also maintained your area wireless. Oh, by the way, we took all these games and movies and we reverse engineered them so they're now in 3D. All of your Nintendo games from, Game Boy on up, your GameCube, your...
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's hot right there. That's kind of a in-your-face moment for Nintendo.
Yeah, and you can surf the web on your 3DS, and you don't need glasses. So in one way it's true, but in another, as I keep saying over and over, sometimes, love or hate Nintendo, you know this is one company that, as I said this morning, invented the game. It's never going to be just what they show you. And I'm guessing there's probably not done showing you all that it can do just yet. And I'm really anxious to see some of these movies reverse engineered in 3D. Oh, I'm really excited. I wasn't on the 3D bandwagon. I think I am now. But I agree with him. That we have so many companies. This last week we were announcing that we're closing and developer jobs that were going away. And I keep also bringing up the fact that we have a lot of people jumping into iPhone development that aren't actually game developers. They just happen to be talented at coding. But they're crazy. Case in point, the two developers that we have stalking us on our own site, I'm not going to call them out. You can look for it on our site. We have two developers, clearly not professional, clearly not game developers before, that are stalking us because we didn't like their game. And I've never had anybody do that. And we have written some horrible games.
Wait. Will you tell me who they are? Because I don't know.
I will type it in the chat. I won't tell you.
Okay.
Okay, one is stalking you, by the way, so you should know.
Me? What the hell?
And the other is talking Ginger.
Damn.
Despite my best efforts, no one is talking me still to this day. I'm disappointed.
Well, it is amazing to me because the people that should have been talking laughter. Yes. I'll award games. I would expect to be stalking Ben because every game they gave him, and it wasn't one, it was 10 or 15 that he said were horrible, and they kept coming back because that's what you do when you're a professional. You listen to what the reviewer tells you, and then you go back and you make your game better.
I think it was just Stockholm Syndrome.
I think so, too. I agree.
But you gave them one good review, and they were happy. They were like, oh, we finally got one right.
But that's how you do it right. If you're going to train somebody to love criticism from you, you have to give them a lot of criticism and a little bit of cookies once in a while so that they keep coming back to try to get those cookies.
So how do we get rid of these stalkers is my question.
The best way to get rid of them is to tell them that, oh, I'm sorry, we're going to take that review down. Your games are actually really fantastic. We have another great review coming in a week for you guys. So don't worry, just come back in a week and you'll see everything just fine. And when they come back in a week, you just keep moving the date out further and further.
You know I don't operate that way. I basically said F you, and no, we're not taking it down, and no, we're not removing the comments, because they wanted the comments removed, and it was not said in a nice fashion. If they had asked me nicely, I might have considered it, but there was actually a veiled threat, something about, you guys are going to ruin, you're going to ruin your reputation. I was like, obviously, you don't know who we are.
I don't know why you want to get rid of stalkers anyways. I mean, like I said, I've been working really hard to get some stalkers, and yet to receive any.
The people I want stalking me are the companies that are going to hand me over some Homefront,
right?
That are going to hand me over some The Sims Medieval, that are going to hand me over some the new GTA whenever it's announced, that's going to hand me a 3DS. I want those people stalking me, not little Sally Jo who made her game sitting at her computer somewhere in her dad's garage and she happened to get lucky, but stalking me, telling me to take the thing. Oh, God. Let me
give our stalkers a little bit of advice. If you don't like what we said about your game, change the game.
It is true. And what really makes it bad is we didn't ask them. They came to us.
Right? Right?
We will usually ask people, can we review their games? They actually came to us and gave us the game. By the way, Nintendo gave us a game this week.
Ooh, I want to do that one.
And they found us. Well, you're too late, baby. It's been snatched up.
Damn it.
You were busy working on yours. That's why I was saying hurry. So Nintendo, the Nintendo rep came.
Nintendo, send another.
He'll be giving us more. We're talking.
Nintendo, about... please stop.
Don't listen to him. He is out of his mind.
We get the 3DS, so Nintendo just send one less.
Right? Not to us. Not to him.
Send one less. Okay, so we should probably move on because I'm Neil Young. I've been bitching about you for 2 days. I hope to get the chance to meet you in person so that I plan on when I see him, because I'm just that kind of bitch, to be decked out, just divalicious, you know, fluffy cakes all in the face, and then I'm going to let him have it because he's going to be confused. You know, the visage confuses you men folk out there.
Right.
When you look
at it. Show off
good,
your tits and then go out. Yeah.
That's right. Like, and by the way, my face is up here, bitch.
You know that half the men in the world will never recognize your face because they've never actually seen it.
No,
they've met you in person, but they've never actually seen your face.
Yeah, no, they can't pick me up out of a lineup unless I'm from the back.
Exactly. Turn around. Oh, Corey, there you are. I didn't know you were here.
All right, that was kind of wrong, but it was funny.
It's so true. Hey, I'm a Texas girl. I'm proud of my butt. Thank you. Okay. So,
no comment.
Hey. J-Lo borrowed her butt from me. Okay. What was I going on to? Y'all get me confused. Ah! Oh, I do want to mention this. Wow, there's so much. Okay, if you weren't listening to the news this morning, we were talking. Ginger, stop reading my mind all up in the chat room. THQ, people who made Homefront, big trouble this week.
Big trouble in THQ?
They did bad, bad things, something very stupid. They decided to hold a mock protest of North Korea, you know, for Homefront, and released a bunch of balloons.
Oh,
next to San Francisco Bay. Now, if you're not getting the significance of that, first of all, pop over to Game Politics, check out the picture, and then I want you to think animals in the water and balloons and what happens with animals and balloons in the water. Think about it for a second. Imagine a cute little baby duck swallowing the balloon, or the sea lion getting tangled up in the balloon and choking to death the balloon string because it was a string with a nice flyer hanging from it. Now, I'm not a PETA person, but even when I saw that, I said, this was stupid. So then they decided to release, and it was in conjunction with GameStop. GameStop basically threw THQ under the bus and said, we don't know anything about it. We don't have anything to do with it. We don't know.
Who's THQ? I don't even know.
We don't know those people. Then they said it was their idea. after people said, yeah, but, you know, it was on our site yesterday. We knew about it, so how could you not know about it? And you're in partnership. Well, we knew about it, but it wasn't our idea. So people in downtown San Francisco saw the balloons, started calling in GameStop headquarters. You know, what the hell's wrong with you? You know, there's animals. Our bay looks horrible. It's covered in red balloons. And there's a lot of balloons. I can't believe they did this. And they said, oh, they're biodegradable. That sounds good, though, right? But you know how long it takes something to degrade?
Oh, my God. Did they make it out of organic substances? Is that why it's so biodegradable?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Oh, they said it was made out of organic substances, but even biodegradable, they don't explain to people, doesn't mean as soon as you drop the biodegradable cup on the ground, it disappears and disintegrates into the ground. It takes time for that. Yes, it takes time. It means that it'll degrade and hopefully be non-harmful to the little.
And what kind of balloons are they talking about that are biodegradable? That's what I want to know. That's seriously what I want to know. What kind of balloon did you buy that you consider biodegradable?
The helium.
Really?
Oh, and I love Julia McMedden, who's a vice president of corporate communications for THQ, said they started the process of biodegrading as soon as they were blown up with the helium. This should not be any environmental concerns.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Inconceivable.
Well, the only
just because there were minute changes on a molecular level does not mean that it can be considered biodegrading already.
Well, the people down in San Francisco said they are not buying it. It takes too long. The bird can still die now. The sea lion can still die now. Huh?
They should have been water soluble. That'd be better. See, that would have made more sense then. Oh, they're water soluble. Don't worry about it.
They're going to melt in the water. But then
they're going to melt in the water, and by the time you come back from your phone call, they'll all be gone.
They should have said it's water soluble and it's made out of fish food. Fish food would have been better.
Yeah, fish,
right?
It's water soluble inside our fish pellets.
There you go. So supposedly THQ says they're going to, they sent a cleanup crew out, and they're going to clean up all these red balloons all over the bay. But added to that little issue is not just angry people, but it's possible that it was illegal. See, this puts a whole shadow on Harvard, doesn't it? It's illegal that they did it.
Couldn't that be considered littering? Like, isn't there a law against litter?
Yes. The California Fish and Game Code 5652 prohibits littering balloons into state waters in California.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So I love Homefront. And then to make matters even worse, Homefront.
Oh, check out the chat room. Someone just posted something.
Yeah, actually, I was reading this. It was a balloon release FAQ. So here's the thing. Results from this study indicate that decomposition time for balloons is about the same rate as an oak leaf, 6 months.
Ooh.
It takes 6 months for a balloon to decompose. THQ, come on, guys. You should have said that they're water soluble. You got a new logo, and you're just failing in the media department. You guys should have spent that money on somebody on like Baghdad Bob. You should have spent that money on a Baghdad Bob. Who was, oh, there are no balloons in here. No balloons at all. There's balloons like floating behind him. He's like, there's no balloons anywhere in the city.
You're like President Clinton. President Clinton can lie to your face about anything, and you'll believe him. I am not here.
That woman.
Yes.
I didn't let any balloons go. Mr. President, we have pictures of you holding the balloons. It wasn't me.
Listen, that was Hillary. I didn't let any balloons go.
let me go on. So the people at Homefront also are having other issues in addition to being stupid. I mean, not, yeah, whatever. They are saying that they're a little low on cash, so they're talking about moving their offices to Canada and firing a few people. This will be, this is THQ, the Homefront team. They said this is contingent on how well Homefront does. Now, I'm looking forward to Homefront. I think they'll be fine. They better hope to God that they're fine, because if they're not, this fiasco, you guys forget Canada. Y'all need to split up and branch out. Just
I love THQ. I'm a big fan of THQ's work. Yeah. It saddens me to hear that they're just, you know, I mean, it's just terrible that they fail that bad, not only at the media, but that they're going to also, you know, diminish this team of this game that I think is going to be awesome. This Homefront game is going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
I believe so, too. Some of the things are innovative that they've done for first impression shoot. This is what I, when I say innovative, this is what I mean, Blaster.
But they don't have to. But see, that's the thing. They don't really have to innovate. I mean, a lot of THQ games just good at what they do, and that's what I like about THQ products.
You're right, but I'm saying for me to want to play, because you know I tend to go into repetitive mode when it's a first person shooter. It's usually the same thing over, but this is the story. It's what's getting my attention. The story, and you know that it's not going to be your typical FPS where there's weapons lying around, kind of like Dead Island. And Dead Island is getting so much good press, and I got to tell you. Let me talk to my girls out there that are listening. Do not watch Dead Island when you are feeling emotional. If you have kids, I'm going to tell you, do not watch the Dead Island trailer.
Which both of those instances is Corey every single day.
Is not. I'm usually pretty much a hard ass, but this one got to me. I'm going to tell you some of you guys out there that have.
You are not. Don't even.
No, no. I've seen her ass. It is pretty hard.
Well, I'm saying Dead Island, the trailer, it's very good, but you will cry. I've seen some guys, you know, looking around the internet, they're posting saying they're getting teary-eyed. It is kind of hurtful to watch. So if that's any indication of how good the game's going to be, oh, I can't wait to play. But that trailer hurt my feelings, and I keep watching it. And, of course, look, to tie in the subject, one of the guys that I saw on Gamma Sutra was saying he's okay with the don't be a pussy comment. And I said, women don't mind talking about you using that vernacular depending on where you are. Speaking of which, we had a conversation similar to what he said having to do with Dead Island and how come there is always a zombie chick in a bikini. And every time I see a movie or I play one of these zombie games, there's always a zombie chick in the bikini. I don't know where she's coming from. I understand she deserved to get bit wearing a bikini. I'm just saying, you knew the apocalypse was coming. Put on some clothes, woman. Anyway, moving along. Thatcher, did you have some news you want to talk about? Because I could talk all day. We had a ton of stuff this week. Busy week.
We did have a lot of things. Now, I just want to talk about Brink. I'm really, really, really excited about Brink. So what I do a lot of times when there's a new game and there's a lot of buzz about it, I don't want to like get excited about it right away. So I don't want to investigate it as soon as it comes out. I want to wait until it's... you know, it's going to come out very soon before I start getting interested in it. So there's been a lot of talk. You know, Brink is supposed to come out in spring 2011. You know, that there's no, like, I don't, as far as I know, there's no exact hard date for Brink right now, but it's supposed to come out early this year. And I started looking at the videos for it a couple days ago, and I am just blown away. I don't know, have you guys got a chance to hear anything about Brink? I can give you a little bit of info about that if you haven't.
No, I haven't. I've seen the title, but I don't know anything about what it's about. So
what's really interesting about Brink is, you know, this is where you've been talking about, hey, I want you know, I want innovation in first-person shooters. I'm tired of it. Well, Brink has a new system called the Smart System. And what it is essentially, it's a one button that allows you to perform multiple tricks, such as vaulting walls or sliding under tables.
Ooh,
and
nice.
Things like that. Yeah, so it's just one button, and the system is smart enough, so like if you're running up to a rail and you hit the button, it knows you want to vault over that rail, so it vaults you over that rail. Or if you're running to like a security system and you want to slide under a red beam, like a laser beam, you look down at the floor and hit the button, and it'll slide right underneath of it, one fluid motion. So it's really cool because there's a lot of firefights where I've seen some guy just basically jumping from pipe to pipe all the way up to this walkway and crawling up on top of it and then just blazing away all within like a few seconds. It's really going to be awesome. There's several different classes you can play. There's different upgrades and weapons, and Brink just looks really fantastic. I'm real excited about it. So I don't know. I mean, I know it's coming out like since spring 2011. There's been no hard date right now, but I'm just...
spring means in the next couple of months. You got a few months.
Exactly. Exactly. I'm also want to say something in conjunction with that. I know, have you guys heard about Bulletstorm?
I have, yeah. Tell me what you heard, because I'm not hearing good things.
Well, I'm not here. Well, first off, I haven't. So look at Brink and look at all the innovation that they've done. And you look at Bulletstorm. And Bulletstorm, their big innovation was, oh, you know, you have all these different hundreds of ways to kill dudes and stuff, and we give you points and stuff based on that. But, you know, after listening to, you know, some people who have played the game, I haven't got a chance to play it yet for a very good reason. There is no demo for the PC version of Brink. I mean, not Brink, Bulletstorm, excuse me, Bulletstorm. There's no demo for it. And, you know, this is from Epic Games. So there was, you know, the president of Epic Games put a tweet out there saying, you know, hey, today the Bulletstorm demo has been released for PC. I mean, not PC, for Xbox 360 and PS3, and somehow PC people have a problem with this. You know, it's like, of course we're going to have a problem with this. You don't want to give us a demo for the game for the PC, then why should we spend our money on it? You know, so there's already that knock against it because I'm a huge PC player.
Well, they're assuming that most gamers have more than one thing. Not saying they're right, Ben, but that's what they're assuming.
Well, I'm a PC game player. So the other thing about it is, like I said, their big thing is all these different ways to kill people. But I've heard from people that, you know, yeah, that's okay and that's great and that's fun and all, but it becomes really hard to perform some of the things that they want you to perform because the game, the storyline keeps getting in the way. Like, you know, the maps, you know, the keep getting in the way, and it's just not really easy for people to do that. The other thing I've heard, and this is something that I didn't understand why, is they pulled the co-op campaign mode. They pulled that out of the game. They said they didn't like the way the game played with that. But see, that's the only games I play nowadays are co-op games where I can play with a friend online. I don't like playing the single-player games. They've turned Bulletstorm into either single-player or you can play like a horde mode multiplayer or something that was like on Gears of War, like a versus multiplayer, but you can't play co-op campaign. And so that kind of really annoyed me about Bulletstorm.
Well, I like the name Bulletstorm, but I wasn't interested beyond that. Sorry, Bulletstorm people. The name is awesome. I was like, Bulletstorm, that sounds awesome.
Have you heard about the dick jokes? Speaking of being inappropriate, have you heard about that?
I have heard something about it. I know that also, ironically, there was a game released. What was the game we were talking about that they're going to have a sex toy? Ah, Saints Row 3. Their sex toy is going to be a weapon. I don't think a lot of you guys out there are going to be too comfortable with that. Unless it's a blow-up doll.
I haven't really met Saints Row. I have the original one. I haven't even cranked it up.
Yeah, I was not impressed. There was another group of people who opened their big mouths and said the wrong thing. Mr. Saints Row people? Notice I said Mr. Mr. Saints Row people, how come we don't have a playable female character? Oh, we can't. We can't put a female in because, you know, it's hard to go back and reprogram that. No, it's not, liar. You have hookers in there, so you already have a female character model. Just give her special clothes and get somebody to do the voiceover. Thank you. Anyway.
Right.
And Bulletstorm is epic, by the way, Ginger. It is epic. Epic games. It is epic. I really do normally like epic games. I'm just I've heard some really bad things about Bulletstorm. I am looking forward to Gears of War 3, though. But
I haven't played the first one, so I'm going to work my way through them. Speaking of Gears of War, two things. Those of you who never played Beyond Good and Evil and don't know what the hype is about, pull out your Xbox. The demo is available in HD. Go play it and be ready for the sequel. It's a good game.
HD, oh my God.
Yes, oh my God, I'm going to download it. actually, I still have my disc in there, so I don't have to download crap. I'm going to go in and get the update and keep it moving.
So I'm excited about something.
Oh, what's you excited about before I jump to the next one? Go ahead.
Dragon Age 2.
Oof. You know, I have to
I'm,
think.
Like, salivating. I actually went to the game store because I didn't know when the date, when it was going to be out. It's out the 8th, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to GameStop, and I walk in, and before I could even finish saying the name of the game, I wondered, I said, Dragon, and she said the 8th. I was like, apparently a lot of people want this. She said, yes. So I'm, like, super excited. I was playing Dragon Age today to kind of get ramped up for it. Yeah.
Oh, let me just tell you, because she doesn't want to play the demo. Okay, let me say this much. Blaster says he doesn't want to know anything about the game. I'm the opposite.
I don't want to know anything either. Like, I just want, if someone tells me it's good, if I hear enough that it's good, and I know the first game was good, I'm going to want it.
First of all, those of you who don't want to know anything, don't read the article that I put up, because I put that up strictly to, for the guys that made Dragon Age. And two, it is good. I didn't get to play it much at PAX. If you were following our Cinch cast, you heard when I interviewed the developers, yay, but they wouldn't let me tape anything, and I was trying to interview them and trying to hold a controller in one hand, so you know, there's a rush and all this type of stuff, and I'm the only girl in the room, so you know how some of you geek boys get when there's one girl. So I was the only girl in this whole room. It's like, oh, a chick's in here. So,
oh
I didn't
my
get
God,
to play.
There's boobs in the room?
So I got to sit down and play the demo, and I was blown away being able to actually pay attention to it this time and going, oh, my God, oh, my God. That's all I kept saying over and over, and there was yelling. My family members who came in the room who watched me play, you know, the first Dragon Age over and over, because if you didn't know, there's several different storylines. A lot of people don't know that.
Yes, there are a bajillion, and there's a bajillion turns and twists you can make, mm-hmm. a whole bunch of different endings.
Yeah.
Supremely good game. I highly recommend it to anyone who even remotely enjoys a role-playing game.
And you know how do we figure this out, Snow? Do you remember? We were talking about that damn elf. You were like, oh, he was nice to me. I said, that bitch tried to kill me. He didn't try to kill you.
Yes. I was like, what the hell did you do to piss him off? He liked me.
You're not like me. That bitch tried to kill me. Call me, you dirty human. Tried to kill me. So yeah, play through. If you haven't, get the first one. You don't have time. I dare say you could play them concurrently. But some of the storyline might be ruined for you. And I can't say it because I don't want to tell Snow. And I don't want to tell.
I don't. Because I'll be so mad if you do.
Oh, all I know is I started screaming at the TV at one point. Oh, my God. Okay. So, you gotta. Lovely.
There'll be no telling me anything or else I'll be a very, very upset puppy. And we don't want that.
Ooh, that gets me hot. So. So I want to talk about the game that is managing to save Harmonix, ironically enough, Dance Central.
Really?
Yeah, Harmonix lost quite a few. Well, Harmonix, of course, you know, they got sold. MTV sold them. I hear it was for $50, which is really a slap in the face. I don't know if that's true. $50, people. Harmonix, the people who created Rock Band, Guitar Hero, with Activision way back in the day.
MTV's always been on a downward slope for a long time anyway.
But $50? Come on.
Well, of course that was a stupid move. But like I said, MTV has been on a downward slope for a while. So.
Yes, it's a real world business. But apparently, Harmonix is saying that Dance Central is their biggest seller, and it's keeping them afloat. And as a result, and they're saying that, well, Rock Band is not a dead franchise, although it's not supporting the Rock Band Network for Wii right now. It's been terminated as of now. But they're saying they're thinking about exploring some other avenues with Rock Band. Remember how we always talk about we need a R&B band, we need a metal band, we need a country band? So I'm hoping that's where it's going. As I said earlier in the week in the news, I would buy R&B band if you told me I had a whole Beyonce set. I would just buy it. I need Beyonce, and I would like her sister's music, and maybe some Aretha Franklin and some Whitney Houston. I would buy that. No? No agreements? No?
No, I agree. Anything with Motown, I would be like, yeah.
See, they could do a whole 60s R&B band, just nothing but 50s and 60s songs.
I would buy it.
I'm not a big dance person then.
No. Rock band. No.
That's what I'm saying. Rock band.
Oh, I'm sorry. Asa was asking about the DLC, by the way, for Dragon Age, I believe.
No, I think she was talking for Dance Central. The DLC, I think the last one they released was Control by Janet Jackson, which I hear is super, super hard. They actually borrowed a lot of Janet's moves and said, and you didn't realize how many moves she had, but apparently it's very, very hard. That's the report I got this weekend. I heard there's a Rihanna song. There's a Temperature, which is supposed to be really hard. So, oh, she said Dragon Age. Ah, DLC. You know, I haven't played the DLC.
I was right.
I'm sorry, Issa.
I was right. I had your back, Issa, but she was like, nah.
Well, we didn't know. We're trying to answer in the chat room.
No, he did not have your back. He's just saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore him.
I don't know why he's showing off in front of
Kevin. I don't either.
I'm going to cut him. I don't know why he does it.
Back in the basement after this.
Chained up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess banking later.
Well,
no,
of course you can. Across
not
the mouth
for me.
Across the mouth with a stiletto.
So she's asked about the DLC. I don't know. I've never played Dragon Age, so I don't think either one of you have. Either one of you played the DLC?
I didn't get it because there's so much to do with it without.
Yeah,
the DLC.
I'm not even done going through everything yet. So.
See my thing is, let me just tell you what I feel about DLCs, and
I think we know.
Unless it's free. No, I bought a lot of DLCs in the last couple months, and every single one of them were not worth the money. Unless it's free, like the Valve, like, you know, Left 4 Dead, there's another DLC coming out for Left 4 Dead 2, and it's free again. Thank you, Valve, for being awesome. Unless it's free, it's not worth it. I'm sorry. But I get sick and tired of DLCs and getting half rear-ended, half-finished game, and then they come out with a DLC a month later on stuff that should have been in the original game. It's baloney, it's crap, and I hate it.
I think that's true of certain games. I have to say the DLC for GTA was worth it because they were two completely standalone games, completely. And they did manage to tie the storylines together. They took you back into the story saying, oh, by the way, remember when you did this mission in the first one? This is the person on the other side that you were, you know, fighting.
You're talking about episodes from Liberty City, right?
Yeah, yeah, those completely worth it because completely standalone game, other features that aren't in the original. So, yes, for GTA, yes. Dragon Age, I don't really know, and I don't think I can handle DLC because there is so much. Mm-hmm. I think I'm trying to become queen. That's all I can tell you.
Let me just say this. Gearbox DLCs, avoid them like the plague. Do not buy any Gearbox DLCs. They are a complete waste of money. They are maybe extend the game another, like, for instance, Borderlands, extend the game for another 4 levels at most. They're a complete waste of money. Not even that. It's like 3 levels extends the game. It's not worth it.
Well, since you're saying you get all 7 for $60, that's not actually bad. That's actually not bad. That's like close to the original price of just the game itself. So that is a good deal, I think.
Wait till Christmas because Steam has crazy sales.
Can't wait till Christmas. Dragon Age is out next week, dude.
Just keep waiting. Just keep waiting because I'm telling you, wait till Dragon Age comes out because I promise you,
he's right.
There will be a sale. There will be a sale on Steam for all of the DLCs plus the original Dragon Age for a lot less than $60. Wait.
Well, it'll be. She's going to the store. She's probably not a Steam person, so.
Well, she should be a Steam. Oh, if she's getting it for Xbox, then still wait because I'm sure it'll be on sale.
It'll be on sale.
I would want it from the store because I like to have the game.
Mm-hmm. I like to have my disc.
Yeah.
Now the people in GameStop have told me that they do go on sale if it's a sequel. Probably this week is their sale if she's seen it for $60 now, and they said maybe a couple of bucks less right after the other one releases. Now, they also gave me this little tip I'm going to share with you guys. Probably a little too late, but try to remember next year. Those of you who play Madden, they're saying if you sell any Madden game from any year during the week the Super Bowl is about to come on, you will get top dollar for it. Just keep that in mind next year. If you got your Madden, hold on to it. Don't run out to buy the new Madden when it comes out this year or later this year and sell your other one. Hang on to it. Pick up another one off of eBay for $2 and then hold on to it. Top dollar, they say. We're not talking about $5 or $6. We're talking $20, $30, $40, $50, $60. Just wait. That's called flip that game. I'm coining that phrase, flip that game.
I'm going to have to ask you not to coin that phrase. Just saying.
I will to coin it. Somebody else is going to borrow it anyway. It's still everything else. So, more interesting news this week. Other than, see, now you got me stuck on Dragon Age. I'm like,
can I say something?
Yeah, no. Please do, because my hands are shaking.
I have some new interesting news. I don't know if either one of you, I mean, I read a lot of, like I said, a lot of articles online during the day. Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you, I am, you know, there's very few times that I like to talk about other, you know, gaming sites, other gaming websites, because I you know, I like going to GameAnchors.com, but I also do enjoy a little plug there. But I do enjoy reading other, you know, other articles to kind of see what their opinions are on things. I'm saying right now, I'm hating Kotaku right now and the new webpage they have. It's terrible.
You've been talking about that since last week.
I'm still upset about it. I mean, like, it gets worse every day, and I really think that. I mean, I sit here, I click on a link and for an article, and the article just doesn't load. It's really annoying. And it's all Kotaku's fault. Sorry, I just had to say that. I hate Kotaku.
There are frenemies. You know, if they're listening, they're going to say something to you. Every now and again, they come after us. Every now and again.
I'm just saying. Saying that they fixed your site. Why did you change? Go back to the old format and stop this new crap because it doesn't work. Nobody likes it.
Aggravated. No, sir.
Nobody likes it. I don't like it. I will stop visiting your site. I will go back. I will go to other sites. I will stop visiting your site. If you do not change
Will you stop threatening
the what?
Ooh, never mind. I'm not even going to say it. Okay, so.
What was that? I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
No. I'm not repeating that. I will not mention that site's name on our site. Either one of you here ever played Minecraft?
No.
I don't understand
the fascination with it.
Maybe that's one of those you got to play it.
I guess.
I don't know. I haven't played. I've seen some videos of people making some crazy crap in Minecraft.
I've seen a video of somebody proposing in Minecraft, which I think is fucking awesome.
That is awesome. Well, apparently. They're super, super awesome because they won three awards. Wait a minute, is this them? Yeah. Oh, yeah, three awards, the IGF Awards last night, San Francisco. They won awards for excellence in audio, technical excellence, and $10,000 Direct to Drive Vision Award. Y'all, we got to make some games over here. Right? $10,000 would do just enough. That's a new.
I might actually share if I won.
Right? That's a new video card and some games up in this piece.
That's a whole fucking computer. What you talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about split between all of us. We're trying to share.
Oh.
Snow's like, I ain't sharing.
Right? The mon.
My new screen is so big and beautiful. Do you hear that? And it's wind blowing out of this phone because it's so loud. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'm playing The Sims in 3D surround sound.
Hold on, let me turn my volume up. Hey, Greta, come turn the TV down. Talking to my maid.
But it's right there in front of you, ma'am. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to taint it, no.
If you could bend over in that skirt, that'd be nice.
Mm.
Sorry. Had to go there.
What? What did I do with you two? Well,
I didn't say it. Don't lump me in with her.
Well, apparently there's some hacking going on this week. I'm moving away from that subject. There's some hacking going on this week. Somebody has hacked the iPhone, or hacked the PS3, and you can play the PS3 games on the iPad. Now, the bad part about this is, what did I tell you guys that Sony was saying a couple of weeks ago? Our system is unhackable. Our new system will be unhackable. Yeah.
You know, just saying that, that's an invitation for someone to hack your system.
That's like getting on Anonymous and 4chan and telling them that they can't ever get you.
Yeah.
Challenge.
That's really stupid. That's like really stupidest thing you can say. Be like, our system is impenetrable. You can never get into it. Ho, ho, ho. The next day, oh, shit, our shit's gone.
Ho, ho, ho.
This webpage has been defaced.
Ho, ho, ho.
Quotes, Snow White, Gamer Girls Radio.
No, it's just a WAV file, and everything go to that webpage is ha ha ha.
Yeah,
like Jurassic Park, whenever that guy tried to mess with Nedley's computer, and was like, you didn't say the magic word.
Oh, man.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Your site's been hacked. Unhackable, huh? Sony, stop it. Please. The funny thing is, bringing back full circle, Nintendo's saying, we don't mind if you take this apart and do something else with it. That's what they've been saying at the GDC. Take our...
Nintendo's getting desperate, that's why.
Well, no, because they're...
Thank you.
Understand that people are going to hack your stuff anyway. It's better if we give you our permission to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And you're less likely to try to do it just to make a point. Remember, we currently live in a society where everybody does something to make a point. If you say we can't hack it, we're going to hack it to show you we can. And if we give it to you and say, go ahead and hack it, never mind, I'm going to go over here and do them.
Right. That's no fun anymore if you tell me I can do it. God.
Damn.
That's why they should make marijuana legal. You do that, it's not fun anymore.
Exactly. Hi, baby. That's right. Jeez. I would like to also point out some other good news.
Views of Snow White are not necessarily the views of Gamer Girls.
Hey, I agree with you. Hey, I am not a marijuana smoker. I never have. I probably never will. But I agree that if you hand it to people and say, here, go ahead, do it, it takes all the fun out of it. Seriously.
It really does.
Can you pick up these carpet fibers? Take these to the lab. Y'all know that, right? It's always a carpet fiber. You guys know that. Watch those shows. Always a carpet fiber.
No, dude. It's either that or, skin under the nails.
Yeah.
You know what? I do not. I'm so tired of all of those law shows and those CSIs. They're so full of baloney. You want to watch? Go watch the first 48 hours. Go watch the first 48. That is some real detective work right there.
That is real detective work, yes, but I still love my Law & Order and I still love CIS. But my favorite show, NCIS. That show is so much fun.
I'm looking at all of them going, if I'm going to kill somebody, I first need to get rid of my carpet in my house. I need to cut their nails.
Can you get rid of your carpet first?
Yes, because it's always a carpet fiber. We found carpet fibers lodged under her eyelash. And this, carpet fiber matches your rug.
You just remember to wear underwear when you're committing crimes, that's all.
No. You have to Lizzie Borden it. And then you also need to make sure their nails are cut, and you need to wear gloves, and you have to shave your eyelashes and your eyebrows and your head and just every part of your body that has hair. And then I'm telling people how to commit murder. Okay, moving along from there. Yeah. So that's what those shows are. It's always a carpet fiber. And even if you watch, what is it, the show that has the real ones? Cold Case Files.
First 48.
No, Cold Case Files is real. Not written. It's real. This is how they're actually solving the crime. Cold Case Files, whenever they find the guy, it's 20 years later when they find him, but it's always they found a carpet fiber. And the guy narrating is always like, and Sally Mae was never seen again until 20 years later. A carpet fiber turned up and reactivated the case. We talked to him. Like, carpet fiber? Is it just random? Oh, anyway. Oh, by the way, there is a CSI or NCIS or one of those games on Facebook that is actually good. But guess what? Carpet fibers in it.
What is with you and carpet fibers?
That's what
so
I
remember,
call
ladies, always shave or wax your carpets.
Oh, God.
Oh, Pastor. Nasty. Okay. Let me get this out because we're almost about to run out of time. Okay, Homefront, although the people are crazy, has broken a record. It's the most pre-ordered game in THQ history. They have accrued 200,000 pre-orders already in the U.S. alone. Amazing. And then they released the balloons and fucked it up.
Inconceivable!
Can you just not do something stupid like that, please?
Wait a minute. I think I got some more news from them that just came out. Let me look at this. What's the data? Oh, yeah, this was a couple weeks ago. What is it with people? Did I not tell you guys this was going to be the year everybody was going to be fighting? Everybody's fighting. PS3 can't ship to the UK.
Is that every year, though?
No, this year it is really, really bad. There's a whole lot of, you know, I'm serious. You just throw them all in the pit with some oil and let them raffle it out. Kid you not. PS3 can't ship to the UK because they're in violation of copyright infringement from LG, who says they patented the Blu-ray. Then THQ, here I'm looking at this, also told Sony and Microsoft and Nintendo to evolve. So...
Wait. So who did they not insult with that statement?
Everybody they shouldn't have.
I don't know. I mean, I like the cojones THQ sporting there, but
cojones?
Cojones.
Cojones.
Cojones. Why does it always have to be cojones?
Can it be overreach?
Right?
Neil Young.
Just saying, I like what they're trying to do there, but I don't know why they need to go around insulting people. I love THQ.
Well, here's what THQ says is why they're telling them to do that. They would like to, and I kind of agree with them and kind of not. I don't know how this would work, but we won't know until they try it. They want to start selling smaller games back to the prices that we used to pay back on our last gen consoles, $29 to $39 instead of $60, and then sell you large amounts of DLC content afterwards.
Oh, well, see, I don't like see that. I don't like.
Well, it's a trade off. See, you can pay $60 and then you still have to pay for the DLC, or you can pay your $29 and then you can afford more DLC. You don't mind paying when it's, you know, when it's not, it didn't hit you in the pocket right off the bat. Whew, these people, our game developers are crazy. So, wow, it's a year of fights. I'm looking to see who else. I mean, I'm kidding you not. When we go down the news in the morning, there's tons of it's fighting, and then people getting fired. People getting fired on Facebook, on Twitter. They're fighting. You can't sell your consoles over here. Your console sucks. Your console sucks. Your phone sucks. I'm telling you, E3 just needs to be a free-for-all. You just need to sign up and tell the companies here, go ahead and put this baby oil on you and get in that pit of mud over there and just hack it out. Whoever wins gets to sell their console wherever they want to and release whatever game they want. Just, wow. It's out of control. Anyway. So you can't do anything but clear your throat. What else can you say? Really?
Just, you know, I just don't understand, like, why can't we all just get along?
They can't. They cannot.
Well, I mean, THQ is obviously, there's obviously some problems there that we're just not getting about why they're picking a fight with all of the companies at once simultaneously. Maybe THQ is thinking about making the big move, you know? Maybe they're thinking about coming out with, you know, their own delivery system. I mean, THQ is a big PC game, game company, and I would be surprised if THQ came with their own version of Steam in the next couple of years.
I would be surprised considering they just cut a bunch of jobs in Australia, so I'm not thinking they're doing anything. And they're talking about they have to move to Canada.
I don't understand that, though. They do so well. I mean, it's got a new logo. I keep telling them.
It don't cost that money. Logo.
They spent all that money on the new logo. That's what happened.
They didn't spend no money on the logo, trust me. It don't cost that much to get a logo. But if you make those comments to Microsoft and Sony and Nintendo, you might ought to want to move to Canada. That's not a good thing. You might ought to want to pack up and go. That was not smart. Oh.
Huh?
Just talking about bring it on to Texas. We say that every morning. Bring it to Texas, people. We are where it's at. See, none of our companies here. Nobody's getting fired. Nobody's fighting here in Texas. Everybody that's fighting is out in California.
Oh, that is bullshit.
Who's fighting here in Texas?
They just don't make it public. They, like, take it out back and take care of it mano-a-mano.
Exactly. We handle our business like we're supposed to in private, not all public. And we're not that angry.
I mean, that's not happening.
No, I'm saying we keep we handle ours professionally. Understand. People in California, they're angry because they can't breathe. It's the smog. So what happens is they get out there, they can't breathe, they're fighting. Come on.
Oh, my God, Blaster. What the? Oh,
what?
Lucy Lawless, she's been a busy girl. This reminds me. I got to bring this up before we leave the show.
You better hurry.
I am. Quickly. I'm very upset. I hope that this girl and her fiancé are listening. They are on a show called Shedding for the Wedding, and they're gamers. Let me just tell you, you two bitches are making us look bad. Pick it up. You've been sitting playing World of Warcraft, and then you go on the show and you're whining. Pick it up. Either go, right. Either quit whining or leave the show. I'm angry about that.
Oh, God.
Carmen San Diego.
Now I'm going to be thinking this Saturday
night. That's what I'm trying to think of.
Tell me where in the world is Carmen San Diego?